USA Radio News.
Day three of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American, no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Analysts are describing a monthly gauge of U.S. job creation as decent for the month of August. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Private payroll processor ADP saying in its report issued on Thursday morning that U.S. businesses added 163,000 jobs in August, the fewest monthly gains since last October. But last month's pace of hiring is still seen as enough to lower the unemployment rate over time. ADP's hiring figures released today before the federal government will release its official August jobs data. Economists predicting it will show 189,000 jobs created last month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Burt Reynolds passed away today at the age of 82 years old due to a heart attack. That's according to his manager. The NFL kicks off this Thursday when the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles host the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff is set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was in Washington, D.C. to see what everyone was protesting about. So he went up to some protesters who were protesting Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing, and Judge Kavanaugh himself more specifically, and asked them what makes them so afraid of Judge Kavanaugh.
I'm just here to hold the sign.
I just want people to get out to vote during the midterms.
Civil rights and justice rights will also be rolled back at an even greater level than they are, and I think those concerns are valid and people are expressing their true fears.
American rights are at stake if this guy gets put on.
So as Kirk was going up to people, one of the protest organizers came up and said Kirk could not be there interviewing people. Take a listen to the exchange, and at the end, you'll hear the Capitol Police come in and share their two cents.
You're not allowed to come and talk to any of our people.
It's not possible.
I'm kicking you out because you're here putting people on camera.
With their two cents.
Your right to free speech doesn't trump his.
Kirk has a few more details on what happened regarding them trying to kick him out of the protest.
You know, they said, well, we're going to have to kick you out. And I said, well, you can bring the Capitol Police over. We can have a conversation about that. Which, here's the funny thing. They're worried about rights being taken away. And the only thing they could think about was trying to take my right to free speech away because I was disagreeing with them. Very respectfully, very calmly, I wasn't interrupting anyone. I was having conversations with some of their protesters.
That audio was courtesy of Fox News, and President Trump is holding another one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight, this time in Billings, Montana. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.